NBC Montana is reporting this morning that Montana Commissioner of Political Practices Jeffrey Mangan wrote in a decision yesterday that there is, quote, sufficient evidence, end quote, that Missoula mayoral candidate Lisa Tripke's campaign may have violated campaign finance laws, or campaign practice laws, rather. State Representative Ellie Hill Smith, a Democrat from Missoula, filed a complaint against Tripke's campaign last month, alleging that Tripke failed to disclose and report a number of financial details. Tripke is challenging incumbent Mayor John Engen, running for his fourth term in office. The commissioner's report shows Tripke's campaign did not report, or did not report in detail, advertising services from Spiker Communications, and did not timely report details from fundraising events. Part of the complaint over a mistake in a returned campaign contribution was determined to be an oversight. Another allegation regarding failure to file reports on pre-election contributions was also dismissed. Mangan referred the case to the Lewis and Clark County Attorney for consideration. If the county attorney does not prosecute within 30 days, it will be returned to the commissioner for possible prosecution. Missoula's mail-in ballots for the mayoral election are due out November 7th. KGVO News has reached out to Lisa Tripke for a comment, and we're hoping to receive one this morning. At about 5:30 Wednesday afternoon, Missoula police were called to help probation officers transport a woman to jail who tried to run away. Detective Sergeant Jim Clowerter explains what happened.
Local probation officers were transporting Sheena Flanke. She's a 29-year-old Missoula resident. They were transporting her to jail for a violation of her probation when they were near Russell and Burlington, and she jumped out of the car and tried to run away. I believe she fell down and they caught her and called for police assistance.
Flanke was on probation for her part in breaking into several storage units and stealing two vehicles in Missoula back in 2013. Flanke admitted to driving a stolen vehicle to and from the storage units to pick up the items. She now faces a felony probation violation charge. Professor and conservative author Mike Adams was invited to come and speak to the University of Montana on behalf of the Cole Foundation, which offers scholarships at the institution, specifically the School of Journalism. Adams' ability to speak on campus was rejected, though, by Journalism Dean Larry Abramson, all without Adams' knowledge. KGVO News broke the story to Adams. This was his initial response.
When I found out about it, certainly shocking. And I just believe that in the interest of free speech, if the folks there in the department, if the dean and other professors and students had problems with my position, positions on various social and political issues, they should have invited me to discuss them because that's what we do in higher education.
Abramson has accused Adams of using, quote, hate speech, end quote, and expressed concerns that Adams was, quote, siding with Christians in the culture war, end quote. Adams says these comments should bring into question Abramson's competence as dean.
The things that he's said, the level of religious animus that he has shown, his willingness to engage in viewpoint discrimination, and his dismissal of contrary views, and quite frankly, what appears to be an ignorance of basic First Amendment law. I think that these are reasons to question his competence as the dean.
Adams went on to say, quote, there is no hate speech exception to the First Amendment, end quote. And this was a topic he was hoping to discuss at the University of Montana with lots of room for questions and answers. Despite the speech being pulled at UM, Adams will be speaking off campus at Missoula next February. A 26-year-old Illinois man died after falling during a hike in Montana's Beartooth Mountains north of Yellowstone National Park. Stillwater County Undersheriff Chip Kem told the Billings Gazette that two hikers who have medical training saw Chase Schott fall from a trail above Mystic Lake Wednesday afternoon. He was dead, though, by the time they reached him. Schott's body was recovered Wednesday night by a group that included Northwestern Energy workers. His hometown was not released. General Motors has been forced to pay a settlement of $120 million over its failure to replace faulty ignition switches that in some cases led to fatal crashes, according to Montana Attorney General Tim Fox.
Turned off the electrical systems in the car, made it difficult for them to steer and be operated, and in some cases it turned the airbags off that are, of course, designed to keep people safe. And there have been fatalities and injuries across the country that have been reported, and we also learned that General Motors did not make a recall on a timely basis.
Fox said Montana will be receiving over $1 million from that settlement.
I joined with a number of other state attorneys general, and we just reached a major settlement with General Motors. They will be paying $120 million nationwide to the various states under consumer protection laws, including a payment to Montana of just over, I think, $1.3 million, which that money will go to education and efforts of our Office of Consumer Protection.
Charges say the GM knew about the defective switches as early as 2004. The company declared bankruptcy in 2009 and were bailed out. All 50 states and the District of Columbia signed onto that lawsuit. A new report is highlighting growing concerns that farm foreclosures will be the greatest challenge to rural banks in parts of 10 plains and Midwestern states over the next 5 years. The Rural Main Street Index for the region rose slightly to 45.3 in October from 39.6 in September. The index released yesterday ranges between 0 and 100, with any number under 50 indicating a shrinking economy. And it's going to be a La Nina winter in western Montana. Forecaster Marty Whitmore of the National Weather Service office in Missoula is predicting a winter that will be colder and wetter than normal.
It does look like the La Nina pattern in the tropics is going to set up. It's not a sure bet. They've got a La Nina watch out. It means they're about 60% confident, but it's headed that way. And what that usually means for us is a wetter than normal winter. And we were in a La Nina last winter, so it played out pretty well.
Whitmore said the cooler temperatures will depend on how many cold Arctic air masses move down into the area from Canada throughout the winter.
What really often dictates the overall temperature pattern is how many of those Arctics come down from the north and spill over, and La Nina is not going to be real good at predicting that sort of thing, so we'll have to wait and see how that pans out, but generally wetter than normal and cooler than normal, and that's what the three-monthly winter forecast is showing.
The Old Farmer's Almanac agreed that the winter of 2017 and 2018 will be cold and snowy, so we have consensus. Our News Talk time now, 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Considerable cloudiness today with rain likely. Daytime highs will be in the upper 40s. We'll have a west wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts are expected. Tonight, areas of rain, then mixing with snow by sunrise Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.